Time for the rural news with Eric Frickberg in Wellington. Morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Some help for thousands of stranded seasonal workers.
That's right. Horticulture New Zealand says despite work on orchards drying up due to COVID-19, there are still about 4,000 stranded RSE workers who can't get flights home to the Pacific. Now, making matters worse, the RSE scheme limits visa holders to specific jobs, so many have no work to support themselves financially. To address the problem, yesterday the Immigration Minister, Ian Lees-Galloway, announced changes he says will give stranded workers more flexible hours and ease limitations on the roles they can do. This has been welcomed by Hort NZ. Its Chief Executive, Mike Chapman, says while its main focus is still getting people home, these changes are still important.
Look, the new support measures are really needed, and it's fantastic we've got them. We could have done with them a little while ago, but, you know, we've got them now. So we've got the flexibility to find that work so that people can, you know, feed themselves, pay rent and keep working while they're here.
In related news, the Immigration Minister also announced yesterday that he'll be keeping the annual cap of workers who can come into New Zealand under the RSE scheme unchanged at 14,400. However, the Minister warned next season's workers will still only be able to enter the country when it's safe to relax border restrictions. Mike Chapman says it's vital for growers that the scheme can continue, but it's still investigating a range of alternative contingencies.
Well, you do need the Pacific bubble to be operating, and if it's not operating, there are other things we can do, and that includes, you know, onshore quarantine at the employer's facilities, etc. So there are more than one option as we go forward, and those options we're working on at the moment. But it's really important that we have these RSE workers here. They do a fantastic job, and at the same time, we're increasing our New Zealand workforce as well.
That's Mike Chapman of Hort NZ.
So, nevertheless, growers are being told to prepare for disruptions next season, right?
That's right, because the problem mightn't be fixed, as that indicates. Summer fruit growers are being advised to focus on quality over quantity, and that's because of concerns that a lack of labour and a lack of air freight might leave the fruit unpicked, or if picked, being stuck in New Zealand, and that might flood the domestic market. A paper published by Summer Fruit New Zealand says the possible impact on labour and logistics meant orchardists should consider growing fewer but bigger fruit. The industry group's acting chief executive, Richard Palmer, says this will help, not hinder. It'll do that by unlocking more value for growers.
We're talking about, you know, high-value premium exports, so there's some opportunity to differentiate ourselves from our competition, particularly in cherries from Chile. But that requires us getting, you know, high-quality, large fruit quickly into the marketplace.
That's Richard Palmer from Summer Fruit New Zealand. He says the primary sector will play a massive part in New Zealand's post-COVID recovery, and summer fruit exports, which reached 19 countries, are a vital part of that.
And China is going crazy for New Zealand craze.
They are. Pent-up demand from Chinese consumers for fresh New Zealand rock lobster, as it's called, has seen volume winging its way out of Auckland Airport at record levels. The airport says the latest air cargo data for May shows that more than 300 tonnes of live lobster were air freighted to China, up more than 50%. The renewed appetite comes after a tough start to the year for the crayfish industry, with COVID-19 shutting down live lobster exports to China midway through the Chinese New Year. But that did recover, and Kim, guess how much they pay in China? $115 a kilo for crayfish.
That's a bargain, I say. Thank you, Eric.